弟兄姐妹平安
，Peace be to you, brothers and sisters。
那我们今天继续在加拉太书五章一到十五节。
Today we'll continue in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 15.
我们的今天的主题，我们今天的主题是爱和律法。
And the topic of our sermon today is love and law.
我们要思想的一个问题就是说，爱和律法之间的关系是什么
？We're to consider what's the relationship between love and law.
那我们今天在这个世上活着，我们是靠律法还是靠那个爱
？And as we continue to live in this world, are we dependent on love or is it on law?
那这当中又有什么区别
？And what's the difference between them?
所以我们一起来看加拉太书的五章一到十五节。
So let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 15.
好，请大家翻到加拉太书的五章一到十五节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 15.
好，我们请弟兄姐妹起立，我们一起用起音的方式一起来读。
And let's rise as we read this scripture responsively.
我来读一节，请弟兄姐妹来读一节。
I'll read one verse and you will read the next.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的为，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you.
我在指着凡受割礼的人，确实的说，他是欠着行全律法的债。
You are severed from Christ. You who would be justified by the law, you have fallen away from grace.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love.
你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不服从真理呢
？This persuasion is not from him who calls you.
一点面教能使全团发起来。
I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view than mine, and the one who is troubling you will bear the penalty, whoever he is.
弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
I wish those who unsettle you would emasculate themselves.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
好，我们一起来读十五节。你们要
谨慎。But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise you.
你将你的话语赐给我们。
You've given us your word.
我们求你圣灵在我们的当中居首位掌王权。
May your Holy Spirit be high and exalted up among us.
我们求你圣灵在我们的弟兄姐妹的心里面运行。
And may your Holy Spirit move in the hearts of our brothers and sisters.
我们也求你的圣灵来掌管这个 speaker.
And may your Holy Spirit be in charge of the speaker.
主啊，我们这样的祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们今天思考的主题是爱和律法之间的关系。
And the topic of our sermon today is to consider the relationship between love and the law.
我们在前面讲过很多次，就是说保罗在加拉太书讲过一个很重要的思想，就是说我们当我们成长起来，我们在之前提到中国的成人礼，对不对？当我们成长起来之后的话。那么我们不再在律法之下，我们不再是律法的奴仆。
And we have seen many times in the past when Paul says that once we have reached a certain maturity, we're no longer slaves of the law. We're no longer under the law.
所以在第一节，在五章第一节，你看到基督释放了我们，释放了我们，从哪里释放了
？So in verse 1 you see, for freedom Christ has set us free. From what has Christ set us free?
就是从律法当中释放了我们。
He has set us free from the bondage of the law.
那叫我们得以自由，那从什么当中得以自由呢
？And for freedom, where is our freedom comes from?
就是从律法当中得以自由。
It's a freedom from keeping the law.
所以在一节的后面说，所以你们要站立的为，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。所以我们不要再成为律法的奴仆。
And so then stand firm therefore and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery, the slavery of the law.
所以基督在这告诉我们说，当我们长大成人之后，当耶稣基督应许之子来的时候， 那么神的百姓那个时间已经到了，就神的百姓就好像一个孩子，他长大了，成人了，不再在律法之下。
And it tells us of a time when the fullness of time come, when the children of God has reached a certain maturity, he's no longer under the guardians of the law.
所以我们从律法当中被释放出来，我们在律法当中得以自由，我们不再是律法的奴仆。
Therefore, we have been set free from the yoke of the law.
然后在下面的话，你在保罗在这里用了一个例子，就是说。如果你还受割礼的话，基督就与你无益了。
And then Paul gave an example. He says that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage.
所以他用了割礼这个例子。我们知道割礼是律法当中的一个，对不对
？And you know that circumcision is part of the law.
那对犹太人来说，割礼就代表了律法。
To the Jews, circumcision represents the law.
那么保罗在这里说，如果你还要受割礼的话，如果你还要受割礼的话，基督就与你没。
And Paul says that if you accept circumcision, that Christ would be of no advantage to you.
第三节里面保罗指出他的这个 reason 是什么，他的原因是什么。第三节里面保罗说，因为凡受割礼的人，他是欠着行权律法的债。
And so verse 3, Paul gives this reason that because every man who accepts circumcision, he is obligated to keep the whole law.
什么叫行权律法？
What does it mean to keep the whole law?
行权律法的意思就是说，律法上的每一点、每一滴、每一条，你都要去遵守。
Keeping the whole law means that everything that the law implies, you ought to keep it.
所以保罗在这里的意思说，如果你要想，要想行割礼来得救的话，你要想靠着行割礼来得救的话，你就必须要行全律法上的每一点、每一滴、每一条律法。
So Paul is saying that if you want to be saved by circumcision, then you ought to keep the entire law, not just the circumcision.
行全律法容易吗
？Is it easy to keep the entire law?
大家觉得容易吗
？Do you think it's easy?
我们很多人觉得比较容易啊，我没杀人，没放火，我也没偷窃，对不对？我也没淫乱。
Some of us might think it's easy. You know what? I've not murdered. I've not committed any major crimes.
就像那个在圣经里面那个少年官来到耶稣面前说，这个律法我都已经行全了。
Just like that,
十诫我都遵守了。
Just like the rich young ruler, he come before Jesus and he says, "I've kept all the law, the Ten Commandments."
但是我们在这里，我们知道那个律法不仅仅是我们理解的这么浅薄。
But we know that the law is not just so shallow as we interpret it.
律法上说你不可杀人。
And the law says you shall not murder.
但我们心里面恨人的时候，那就是杀人。
But when we hate one another, that's committing murder.
当我们心里面对某一个人有那个怒气、愤怒的时候、anger 的时候，那就是杀人。
And when we have that anger and hatred in our hearts, that's equivalent to murder.
我问大家，你们有没有生过气？
Now I ask you, have you been angry before?
这你就知道。
And you know you have murdered someone.
当然就是说，我们知道有那种所谓的义怒。
Of course, we know that there's this thing called the righteous anger.
但我在这上面提过，我们99%的怒气都不是义怒。
But I can testify and say that 99% of our anger are not righteous anger.
所以的话，你要知道，当你发怒的时候，你一定是对着某些人发怒，那这个时候你就犯了那个恨人、杀人的那个罪。
And so we're angry towards someone else, and you know that you have committed this murder against them.
今天心理学有很多东西来告诉你们说，就是说，这个我们有这个情绪是正常的，有这个愤怒的情绪、anger 的情绪是正常的。
And nowadays we understand that having this emotion of anger is normal.
那首先是这样，就是那正常不一定代表没有罪。
Now, of course, we must acknowledge that normal doesn't mean it's not a sin.
对不对
Is it not right?
正常不一定代表没罪，对不对
Normal doesn't mean it's not sinful.
那第二，什么叫正常
Now, second, what is normal then? How do we define it?
我们说的正常是按照我们在堕落之后被罪扭曲的那个人性来说是正常的。
And we say it normal because we live in the fallen world.
但如果你按照神所创造的、神所设计的那个人性来说是不正常的。
But according to the design of God, it may not be normal as we deem it.
所以很多很多很多今天的很多人说啊，这个愤怒就不是罪。
And many have said that anger is not a sin.
在圣经上怎么说
？But what does the Bible say?
所以心理学在说这个时候，你要回到圣经。圣经上告诉我们的是 norm 是什么
？And we have to come back to the Bible and understand what's the norm that God has set for us.
圣经上告诉我们说，在那个哥罗西书的三章。
And in Colossians 3, the Bible tells us.
看我有没有把经节列出来啊？我可能没有列解。在哥罗西的三章，保罗在这里告诉我们说，你们要把那个愤怒、把那个怒气和那个震怒，把这个人脱去这些东西。
And in Colossians 3, Paul tells us to remove this anger, this anger that you have in your heart.
所以你看保罗在这里把这个怒气和那后面那个阴毒放在一起作为一个罪。
Paul has put this anger and this bitterness together as a sin.
同样保罗在那个以弗所说的四章也提到这样，你们要脱去那个怒气。
And in the same way in Ephesians 4, Paul asks us not to be angry until the sun comes down.
所以你看圣经上什么，圣经上告诉我们，明明白白告诉我们说这个是罪，你要脱去这些旧人的东西。
And the Bible has told us that this is real sin.
但关键是我们怎么去脱去。
But the key is how do we get rid of it?
我们怎么样去对付这些东西？
How do we deal with this?
所以我告诉你，今天如果心理学在告诉你这个愤怒不是罪的话，那你回到圣经，你可以看到圣经上明明白白告诉我们这个是罪，是要脱去的。
And if we come back to the Bible, we see that it's not right to just have this anger by itself.
我们这次去亚特兰大，我们十月份的十一号到十三号去亚特兰大，在那里就是那个 Life on Life 的 Clinic 2。
And in the past month, in October, we were in Atlanta with the Life on Life Clinic 2.
Life on Life Clinic 2 的时候，他就讲他 Clinic 2，他特别是讲到一个给我们一个 tool， 给我们一个工具，让我们怎样能够来处理我们这样的情绪。
And in Clinic 2, it gives us the tools to how to deal with all these emotions that we have.
所以他那个工具的话，它是以福音为中心的，是福音驱动的。
The tool is driven by the gospel.
所以它不是律法驱动的。
It is not driven by the law.
所以当你有这个 anger 的情绪的时候，你不是说你不要生气，不要生气，我要压住这个怒气。
So when you're angry, it doesn't mean that you suppress the anger. Tell yourself that I don't want to be angry.
如果你只是这样做的话，那你可能就是在律法之下，在被律法驱动的。
Now, if you're just suppressing it in this way, then you might be driven by the law.
所以它给我们一个工具，那个工具叫 engage heart.
And it gave us a tool, and that tool is to engage our hearts.
他就要让你去思想，你就是说你在这个事上你的想法是什么。
And it's to ask us to think about what we really want in this situation.
然后你的感受是什么。
What is your feeling in this situation?
然后你心里面那个 design 是什么。
And then what's your desire in this situation?
所以他这个福音，你在这里看到福音让我们专注的不仅仅是我们外面的行为，而是我们里面我们的心是什么样的。
So the gospel concerns not just our external action, but what's happening in our hearts internally.
但是在这里的话，他给的这个工具是解决一个how的问题，是我们来怎么样处理这个情绪的问题。
But the tool here is just to help us to how to deal with the situation of the how situation.
但我们他在那个讲的时候，因为他在之前他已经讲过 Clinic 1了，所以他在讲 Clinic 2的时候，他只专注的工具，他没有讲到前面那个福音。
And of course, in Clinic 2, it's more focused on the tools and not just on the Clinic 1, which is on the gospel.
所以很容易给人一个就是错误的感觉，就好像就是说他在讲这些东西，这些 anger, 这些情绪不是罪。
It's easy for us to assume that when he's talking about these emotions that they are not sinful.
但其实的话，他当然他是有他的那个环境，有他的那个背景。
Now, of course, there's the circumstances and situations surrounding it.
所以当时我在当中，我就特别向大家提这个问题，我说在你这样的情绪，在你这样的处理方法当中，工具当中，这个悔改，这个罪在哪里？
And so I asked the question, where is the place of repentance of sin in this area where you deal with this emotion?
我不是为我自己问的。
I didn't ask for myself.
我是为很多弟兄姐妹问的。
I asked for the rest of the brothers and sisters.
所以我们在这里看到他给的是个工具来处理这个 how 的问题，我怎么样解决这个问题。
It gave us a tool on how to deal with the situation, how to deal with the emotion.
但是那个 what 的问题，这个是什么，这个 norm 的问题的话，是在圣经里面告诉我们。
But the norm, we see it, finally it resides in the Bible.
圣经里面告诉我们这个 anger 是罪，你要去处理。
And the Bible tells us that there is sinful anger and we ought to deal with it.
当然的并不是所有的 anger 都是罪啊，
but not
有些 anger 是易怒，这我承认的。
Of course, not all anger are sin. We have to acknowledge that.
所以我们再回到这段经文，保罗在这里讲的时候说，我们不是靠着律法来处理这个事情。
So if we come back to the scripture, it says that Paul says we do not deal with it in the way of the law.
所以当我向我太太发怒的时候，当我向我孩子发怒的时候，我不是靠着律法说我不要发怒，我要把这个怒气压下来。
When I'm angry towards my child or my wife, I'm not using the law and suppressing it, telling myself I ought not to be angry.
而我是要靠着福音，靠着那个恩典，我要为这个问题我为什么生气。
But I have to depend on the gospel and I have to ask this question, why am I angry?
我为什么生气？
Why am I angry?
我心里面想的是什么？
What is the desires of my heart?
我心里面欲望是什么？
What am I thinking in my heart?
我生气可能是因为我心里面 我可能是有些事情不是按照我的规矩去出牌的。
And I'm angry because maybe things don't go according to my order.
我看到别人去违背这些我所头脑里面所制定的这些 rules 这些律法。
And I've seen that others has violated the order that I've set in my own heart.
所以我就生气。
So I get angry.
所以在我心里面那个底在可能是我渴望一种 order。
And so perhaps my heart has this desire to have a certain control of order.
那么这种欲望是好的。
And this desire is good.
但是我们的罪把这种欲望扭曲了。
But our sin has twisted this desire.
所以我们心里面就开始想，就我想有这个秩序，但是我要自己去控制这个。
And so we think of, we have this order and I want to exert this control over this order.
所以本来在我心里面生出那个好的欲望就被扭曲变成那个manipulation 操控的那个。
So this good desire in our heart is manipulated and twisted.
所以后来当别人不按我的方式去做事情的时候，我就生气。
So when others don't go according to my order, I get angry.
所以当我去用这种方法去省察我自己的时候，我就发现我心里面的问题。
And when I examine myself in this way, I realize the problems in my heart.
所以我来到神，我需要来到神的面前，我要悔改。
So we ought to come before God and to repent.
所以我的悔改不单是在行为上的。
So my repentance is not just on the actions,
而且是从心里生出的一个悔改。
But it ought to come from the wellspring of our heart.
是从心里的悔改。
It's a repentance from the heart.
所以这样的话，你就不是在律法之下，而是在福音当中。
Now if you do this, you're no longer under the law, but under the gospel.
所以这就是保罗在这里讲的，我们不再是在律法之下，不再是律法的奴仆。
That's what Paul is saying, that we're no longer slave to the law.
但保罗在这里讲，我们是靠着圣灵，凭着信心。等候所盼望的义。
And we, through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness.
我在第五节上花了很多的时间，我在思想这到底是什么意思。
And I've spent many time on verse 5, thinking what does it mean?
那中文在这里说等候所盼望的义，但其实这个翻译是有误的，其实上应该是等候那个盼望，那个宾语是盼望，那个宾语不是义。
And if you look at the English translation, it says they were eagerly waiting for the hope.
是原文，不是 English translation.
The hope is the main thing that we're waiting for. In,
对，希腊文原文是我们在等候那个盼望，那个盼望是义的盼望。
And in the Greek, it's the hope that we're waiting for. It's the hope of righteousness.
The hope of righteousness, 对，是义的盼望，而不是盼望的义。
It's the hope of righteousness.
那中文就完全把它这两个盼望和义给翻转了。
And if you see the Chinese, is the righteousness of the hope.
就好像我们在等候那个义一样。
It's as if we're waiting for the righteousness.
但是这个义在基督里面已经给了我们。
But this righteousness has been given to us in Jesus Christ.
所以原文是我们在等候那个盼望，那个是义的盼望。
And in Greek, we are waiting for the hope of righteousness.
那什么叫义的盼望？
What does it mean to have the hope of righteousness?
在哥罗西书的三章告诉我们说，我们的生命与基督一同隐藏在神的里面。
And in Colossians 3, it says that our life has been hidden together in Christ.
而且在这后面他说当基督显现的时候我们与基督一同显现在荣耀里面。
And then it says when Christ is manifested again, we come together with him in glory.
所以我们在等候这样的盼望，当基督有一天再来的时候，我们所有的荣耀所有的意义都显现出来。
And we're hoping for this because when Christ comes again, we will appear with him in glory.
所以当基督再来的时候，我们要继承那个产业，我做工的工价要得到神的奖赏。
So when Christ comes again, we'll gain our inheritance, the reward of our labor.
这是我们等候的那个盼望。
This is the hope that we're waiting for.
所以这就是在希伯来书里面说，亚伯拉罕他盼望有一个更美的家乡，那个家乡不是人手所建立的，而是神所建立的。
This is what Hebrews says, that Abraham is longing for a heavenly country, one that is not built by man, but by God.
在这里我要 flaunt 一下我们的长老。我要 flaunt 一下我们的长老flaunt
flaunt 什么
拍马屁
oh we have to brag here I have to brag about our elders
yeah
okay
大家在之前的话我们在教会里面大家可能也在微信上看到就是说之前在网上流传的一张照片。
And in the past we've seen a picture of circulating among our groups in WeChat
然后说是史上最牛的毕业班级的照片。
It's the most powerful class in China history.
因为在这个毕业班级里面有歼二十的总设计师杨伟。
Because in this class there's a certain powerful figure that came from there.
也有飞豹和运二世的总设计师唐长虹。
And another very famous designer.
还有歼十五的常务副总是赵霞。
And so there are three very famous figures that came from that class.
那我们知道，我们李长老就是那个班级里面的。我们还在网上的照片里面来找他，到底哪又是李长老
？And we know that our elder is actually in that class, and we were looking for him in that class to see where he was.
还在那里找，到底哪位是罗姐
？And which one of it is his wife in that class too?
他们说这是史上最牛的班级的照片，因为他们撑起了中国的天空。
And they say that this is one of the most significant class in China history because they uphold the skies of China.
然后安老师就说了一句，说我们李长老撑起了更高的天空。
And then our brother An said, well, our elder has uphold a higher heaven.
其实我们再想想，为什么李长老他要放下这些东西？因为我们知道我跟李长老聊过，他是在他们班级里面是 top 的。
And I've talked to our elderly before. Actually, he's the top of his class.
他如果选择跟他的同学一样的道路的话，他现在可能就是说成为第四位那个牛人。
If he chose to be the same with his classmates, he would have been the fourth guy coming from the class.
但是他选择了福音，选择了这样为神的这个国度的摆上。
But he chose another path to give himself up for the kingdom of God.
前几年他们的同学过来请他回去，让他做这个专家，做这个顾问。但李长老想来想去还是拒绝了。
Several years ago, his classmate came to invite him back to be a consultant, but he rejected it after.
为什么？因为他要把这个更多的时间献给神。
Because he wanted to dedicate more time to the kingdom of God.
所以我们在这里想，为什么这样？为什么会这样？因为我们有一个更美的盼望在那里。
And we ask ourselves, why would someone do such a sacrifice? Because we have a greater hope.
我们盼望的不是这个地上的家乡，而是在天上更美的家乡。我们盼望的是在主里面，主耶稣基督再来的时候给我们的奖赏。
The hope is not just something that fulfills on this earth, but this is a heavenly hope for the reward from heaven.
所以我特别的感谢主，是我们教会的这两位创始的长老，他们都有这样的一个。
I especially give thanks to God for these elders, these founding elders that we have, who have this self-sacrificial character.
我也很高兴地看到我们在这里，我们两位新的长老刘全和永康，他们身上有，我逐渐看到有这种品质出来。
And I am very thankful for God that the two new elders that we have, they are slowly exhibiting this character.
我看到他们逐渐的成熟，他们不再是他们是逐渐有一种牧者的心肠在里面。
And they are slowly having this heart of pastors within them.
所以。在这里我们看到为什么？因为这个我们将在天上有一个很美好的盼望在那里。
And why? Because we have this great hope in heaven.
这个盼望是那个义的盼望，是那个荣耀的盼望。
It is the hope of righteousness. It is the hope of glory.
保罗在这里，我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，然后等候那个盼望。
And Paul says, through the Spirit, by faith, we wait for the hope of righteousness.
那么其实圣灵这个词在这里的话，它是一个比较难解释的，因为它在希腊文原文里面。它的形式是个 dative，
and now the word spirit is a little hard to explain because it's dative in the Greek。
所以你可以翻译成一种方式是靠着圣灵或借着圣灵。
So it could be a dative of means where it's through or by the Spirit。
你可以翻译成是一种氛围，就是说在圣灵里面。
Or you can explain in the sphere that it's in the Spirit。
所以我是比较偏向翻译成一种那个氛围，就是我们在圣灵里面。
And I'm more towards translating it as in the spirit, for in the spirit.
在圣灵里面靠着信心等候那个盼望。
And in the spirit, by faith, we wait for the hope of righteousness.
所以这就是说我们基督徒的一生一世，我们做任何事情都是在圣灵里面，在圣灵这个大的氛围里面。
And all the things that we do as Christians, we do it in the spirit.
所以我们靠着圣灵。
And so, by the Spirit,
在圣灵里面靠着信心等候盼望。
That in the faith, in the Spirit, by faith, we wait for the hope of righteousness.
那么最近我们知道有很多人去世，对不对
？Recently, we know that there are many who have passed away among us.
我们知道金庸老先生也去世了。
We know that even the famous novelist 金庸 has passed away.
那最近的呢还香港的啊，谁？啊，李勇 ，OK， 对对对对。金庸，你把我还没说的话都讲出来了。金庸去世了，我们知道香港的那个叫什么那个演员叫什么？蓝洁瑛，对，蓝洁瑛，曾经是亮绝五台山。
And in Hong Kong, there are several actors who also passed away.
我们知道李勇也去世了。
And we know that Lee Yong also passed away.
那李勇去世给很多人很多的震撼。
And it's significant for many.
因为很多，因为他是。央视春节晚会的主持人
Because he's the host of a famous show. And he has hosted this, this New Year's Eve show for many, many years. And just year 50, he died. Because many, it's significant for many because it pulls death right into our face. And we come face to face with death, and we are forced to think of the implications of it. And many felt this sense of fear gripping them. Because they have this fear, they don't know what's going to happen after death. But we're different because we have the hope of righteousness. And here it talks about faith and hope. Where's love then? It's the next verse.
所以原来在基督里面不是靠着割礼也不是靠着刑律法乃是靠着使人生发人爱的信心
And verse 6, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything but only faith working through love. You see that the faith working through love. And here we have faith, hope, and love. What's the relationship between faith, hope, and love? And in Hebrews 11 says, faith is the certainty of the things not seen.
这句话是什么意思? 什么叫实底?
What is this certainty?
就是我们所盼望的事情, 我们所盼望将来有一天我们得荣耀, 将来有一天神给你说你是忠心的仆人, 将来有一天神因我们做工而奖赏我们, 这些盼望, 神所有在圣经上的应许。
And it is the certainty of all these hopes and promises that God has given to us that we are a faithful servant and he will reward us. Many times we think that this hope is so far and transcendent away from us. But that's because we do not have the faith to see it.
如果有信心,信心就把所有这些盼望就是实体化了,实化了在我们的心里面。
Because the Bible tells us that the faith is the certainty of the things hoped for, and faith gives us the concreteness of these things.
所以信心很关键,你有那圣经上的应许, 然后实化在我们的心里面。
And faith is crucial because the promises of the Bible is being concretized in our hearts.
因为我们心里面坚信圣经里面所应许的盼望, 圣经里面所给我们将来的荣耀。
And our hearts is convicted of the things of the glory that's not seen.
所以当我们有坚信的时候, 有这样的实体的时候, 就从心里面产生出那个爱来。
And so when we have this faith, this conviction, this assurance, then we will have this love in us.
当我们有坚信的时候, 我们就愿意放弃我们自己, 我们就愿意舍弃这个世界, 我们就能够产生在十字架上那个基督, 那个牺牲的爱。
It's only when we have this faith of these things that is hoped for that we can have this love, this sacrificial love.
你在这里面看到, 信心因着盼望就生出那个爱来。
And so the faith working through love.
说信望爱, 爱是最后所有的行为的一个表现。
And so love is the last manifestation of all the actions.
是律法的总结, 所有行为的总结。
It's all the, it's the conclusion of the law.
所以你有没有信心, 你的盼望是不是真的都表现在爱里面。
So whether or not you have faith or whether your hope is true, it's all exhibited in the faith, in love.
如果你没有爱, 那你的信心可能是
And if you do not have love, perhaps your faith is tiny. Perhaps you have not really believed in the promises of the Bible.
And
so Paul shows us that it's not through the law, but it's through the Spirit in faith, hope, and love that we have this gospel.
很多的时候我们很容易,
Sometimes it's easy for us to sway side to side.
我们在，所以我在那个为什么在克林尼克2问那个问题，因为我是稍微有一点那个，因为我们在教会里面教导了很多次，但是在克林尼克2里面，那个Monty提到这个engage heart这个东西的时候，我们就我看到一些弟兄姐妹就被牵引过去。
And that's why I raised the question in clinic too, because I see that many times, even as we see when it's been brought up, engaging the heart, some of our brothers and sisters were swayed towards there.
我并不是说Monty的教导不好，他的教导有他的前面有他的那个前面的clinic1的前提在那里。
I'm not saying that his teaching is not good, but he has, he's putting it into context of clinic 1.
但是所以很多弟兄姐妹就来，有一些弟兄姐妹就告诉我，哦，原来情绪就开始 justify 我们那个情绪， justify 那个 anger。
And,
是我们的 anger 是对的。
And perhaps some have come to me and justified that their anger is right.
所以我就有一点稍稍有一点的那个，就是说，为这个事稍稍有一点的伤心，有点难过。
So I was a little bit disappointed over this matter.
那保罗在这里也是一样的。
And Paul is the same over here.
保罗在加拉太书里面，在加拉太教会里面兴起的工作，兴起的传福音，然后加拉太教会的弟兄姐妹有这样的。他们有这样的信心的果子，有这样圣灵的果子出来。
And Paul sees that this fruit of the spirit that comes from the believers of Galatia.
但是你发现当时有一些教导过来的时候，有一些从耶路撒冷来的犹太人告诉他们说，你们若不行割礼，你们就没有办法得救；你们若不守律法，你们就没有办法得救的时候，我们看到这些弟兄姐妹就摇摆过去了。
But when some others from the Judea came over and teach them that they ought to be saved by circumcision, a lot of the brothers and sisters were swayed by them.
所以保罗说你们向来是跑得好的。
So Paul says you were running well.
在十节保罗说我在主里面很相信你们必不怀别样的心。
And in verse 10 it says I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view.
但是你们现在怎么这样子呢？
But who hindered you now?
为什么从这些来的从耶路撒冷来的犹太人告诉你们这些事情你们就偏离了呢？
Why is it that these brothers and sisters coming from Jerusalem, they have told you these things and you sway?
所以保罗说这样的教导不是那从那招你们来的。
And he says that this teaching is not from the one who calls you.
说是保罗在这里，我恨不得那些搅乱的人把自己隔绝。
And he says, I wish those who unsettle you would emasculate themselves.
为什么会这样？
Why would he say this?
那今天我们很多弟兄姐妹，我们去读很多属灵的书籍，我们也听很多人的讲道。
And nowadays we know that our brothers and sisters we read a lot of books and also listen to many sermons.
我们在美国我们有很多的资源，这个非常好。
And in America we have a huge number of resources and that's great.
那我太太她特别喜欢读书。
And my wife loves to read.
她在前段时间把 Frame 的书大部分都读完。
And she has read most of Frame's books.
那这在前几年她在读那个 Poitras 的书。
And several years back she was reading the books of Poitras.
那他现在又开始准备读 Ferguson 的书。
And now she's starting to read on Ferguson's book.
他读了很多的书，但是就是他有一次参加那个 BSF， 就是说那个 BSF 这个组织的时候，他回来的时候，有一次跟我分享，我就特别的高兴。
And so, but one time when she attended BSF and she came back and she shared with me and I was happy.
为什么
？Why？
因为 BSF 让你读圣经。
Because BSF lets you read the Bible.
所以你读很多书的时候，那属灵的书，你听很多人讲到的时候，那些很好。我们弟兄姐妹有这样的渴慕，有这样的追求，我很感谢主。
And I'm very thankful that a lot of us here we read spiritual books and we read other authors on that.
但是我告诉你们，那个不能代替圣经，不能代替你的读经，不能代替你的默想。
But I want to remind you that it will never replace your reading of the Bible.
如果你光读这些书的时候，你又很容易偏来偏去。一会儿这个人这么说，你又偏到这边；一会儿那个人那么说，又偏到那边，因为你自己没有读经。
If you read these books, and it's very easily for you to be swayed because you have not read the Bible for yourself.
所以我们这次去 Life on Life， 我们去亚特兰大，我就发现一件事情，就是说我们有些弟兄姐妹在早上，我们很忙，那个行程安排真的很忙。
And、
很感谢主，有些弟兄姐妹在早上，他们有些人灵修读那个，听讲道。
And I was very thankful this time around in Atlanta, even though we were very busy on the schedule, some brothers and sisters still took time to read the Bible in the morning.
但是没有人发现，我发现没有发现有人读经的。
没什么。
我没有发现有人读经的。
I realized that not many have read the Bible.
可能我那三天的观察只是一小部分，不是很准确。但是这个是让我失望的一件事。
Perhaps it's just a small observation, but it's a disappointment for me.
当你不读经的时候，你就很容易被偏来偏去的。
When you don't read the Bible, it's easy for you to sway from side to side.
你就忘了圣经上告诉你们什么。
And you forgot what the Bible has told you.
圣经上告诉 anger 是罪。
And the Bible tells us that anger, there's sinful anger.
但是我们一听的话，我们就开始说 anger 不是罪了。
But if we say that anger is not sin,
所以你会发现还是要读经，还是要回到圣经上。
You realize that we have to come back to the Bible.
我们回到十三节到十五节。
We come back to 13 to 15.
我们就会看到保罗在这里就会讲到这个另外一个方面的问题。
You see here that Paul is talking about another problem.
保罗在前面讲到，我们从律法下面被释放，从律法下面得自由，我们不再是律法的奴仆。
In the beginning, Paul says that we are set free; we are no longer under the slavery of the law.
所以，但很容易就导致一种现象，就是说是反律法。
But it's easy for us to go the other way and become antinomian.
就是很容易导致，就是说，所以我们是。所以我们在教会里面我们要提倡就是说我们不是靠着律法去做事情不是律法驱动而是福音的驱动
In the church of course we have to say that we are not driven by the law but we're driven by the gospel
昨天我们在长执会里面我们分享我们教会的意向我们教会的意向提到三点第一点就是教会存在的目的意义是什么
And yesterday as we shared in the pastoral meeting that we have the vision of the church and first is the purpose of the church
那么第二点是教会的核心的价值是什么
And second is the core of the church
然后第三点我们教会十年的 vision 是什么
And then the vision of our church
我 vision 大家都很清楚我们每次都分享 vision 包括三点我在这里总结就 GDP
And here it's just for me to conclude it in three points GDP
G 就是 growth 要增长到三百人的教会
And G is growth to increase to a 300 strong church
那 D 是 develop 我们要发展我们的英文的事工
D is develop is to develop the English ministry
那 P 是就是植堂就 planting church
P is planting church planting in different
所以大家很好记啊 GDP 以后就记住了
So it's easy for us to remember GDP
那我们的核心的价值也很清楚就是我们是真理的柱石然后我们是有爱的家庭，我们是基督的见证。
And of course, it's easy for us to remember too the pillar of truth, the witnesses of Christ, and a loving family.
然后昨天我们也重新定义了我们的 purpose, 我们的目的，我们的意义。
And yesterday, so we said the purpose and the purpose of the church.
我就定义了三个 G.
And three G's that we have.
那么第一个 G 就是说是 gospel driven, 就是福音驱动。
And first is the gospel driven church.
所以我们不是律法驱动，而是福音驱动。
We're not driven by the law, but driven by the gospel.
那么第二个 G 就是大使命 ，Great Commission。
And the second G is the Great Commission.
那第三个 G 就是 Great Commandment。
And the third G is the Great Commandment.
所以这三个是联系在一起的，就是说我们是靠福音驱动。
And these three are linked together because we're driven by the gospel.
我们委身于这个大诫命。
And we give ourselves to this great commission,
完成那个大使命
and to fulfill this great commandment.
所以我们靠爱人爱神，我们来见证基督的生命，我们是吸引人来归向主，完成大诫命
And we love God and love others. We witness to Christ and we attract others to come.
但是在这当中，我们不是靠律法驱动，而是被福音驱动的
And throughout the whole process, we're not driven by the law, but driven by the gospel.
所以保罗在这里就谈了这个问题，一个方面就保罗说我们在律法当中得自由，不再是律法的奴仆。
So Paul says on one hand we are now free, we're no longer slaves to the law.
但另一个方面，保罗在十三节告诉你们说，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
But in verse 13 he says on the other hand you were called to freedom, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh.
所以我们人很容易要么是律法主义要么是反律法主义
It's easy for us to sway to the extremes whether or not we're legalistic or antinomian
那保罗在这里就指出了这两种问题
But Paul here points to this problem
在前面保罗提到这个律法主义那后面保罗就是在提到这个反律法主义
So in the front he talks about legalism and at the back he talks about antinomianism
就是说我们不是没有律法
And it's to say that we do not live without any law at all.
我们不是不要好行文。
We it's not that we don't live with no law.
而是我们这个生命，我们的好行文是这背后那个动机是什么？那个 motivation， 那个动力是什么
？But it's to ask ourselves, what's the motivation of our good works?
那在这里我用 Ferguson 的一句话。
And so here I'll use a quotation from Ferguson.
其实这句话之前我也说过，但是我在这里，我后来发现我太太转给我 Ferguson 是。这样说，我就说，真的是英雄所见略同。
And so this is Ferguson. What Ferguson has said.
Ferguson 是这样说的，他是爱能够发动这个引擎。爱
love can start the engine.
但是律法负责指引方向。
But the law will then give the direction.
他说这两者是相辅相成的。
And these two are of course interconnected.
若有人认为爱可以脱离律法而运作，这乃是一种出于想象的臆测。
Now, if you think that love can be separated from the law, it's just your mere imagination.
大家记不记得我之前在这里做过的比喻？这个爱是那个一个汽车，爱是那个发动机。
And I've given this example as well that love is like the car, the engine.
那个律法是那个 GPS。
And the law is like the GPS.
所以它指引你的方向，告诉你往哪里去走，你该怎么去做。
It gives you the direction of what you ought to do.
但是律法本身它没有办法提供你那个动力。
But the law itself can never give you the motivation to move.
那个动力是爱。
And the movement has to come from love.
如果你再问那个爱从哪里来？
And if you ask again, where does the love come from?
那个爱就是从那个盼与盼望在因着信心实体化在我们的心里面，所以就生发出来那个爱。
The love comes from the hope that is being built on the certainty of faith.
所以你可以做一个很简单的检查，就是你到底有没有这种，这个信望爱，到底有没有这种望，有没有这种信。
So you can ask a very simple reflective question, whether you have this hope and this faith in you.
很简单，可能简单化了啊，但是多多少少有一点的道理，就是说。
It may be too simplified.
启示录的态度。
Yeah, but you can ask this question for yourself.
就是你对启示录的态度。
What is your attitude towards Revelation?
启示录这本书，我之前刚刚信主的时候，我觉得这本书在讲什么，离我们太远。
If you ask yourself of your attitude towards the book of Revelation, first when I read it, it feels so far away from me. But I grow to like it more and more. Because this book has illustrated to us all the hopes of our Christian life. Now, if you read the book of Revelation and you think that it's so far away, it may be a sign that you do not have this faith yet. Now, if your hope has not been concretized, then it's very hard for you to have this love. It's hard for you to let go of the pursuits in this life. And it's hard for you to have this self-sacrificial love.
所以我们在这里我们要把我们的教会建成一个福音驱动，我们要有一个福音驱动的这样一个文化，一个 culture。
And here we ought to foster a culture of being driven by the gospel.
我们的不是被律法驱动，而是被福音驱动。
We are not driven by the law, but we're driven by the gospel.
首先我们要有福音驱动的悔改。
And first we need to have the gospel-driven repentance.
在律法驱动的悔改，它专注的是那个结果。
And in the law-driven repentance, the focus is on our external actions.
那今天我回到家，然后我太太给我说了一件事情，然后她说了她的挣扎，然后我就开始发怒，我就开始批评她。
And if I go back today, my wife told me something about her struggles, and I started to get angry and criticize her.
我说的不是真实的事情，我说的是举一个例子。
This is just an example.
但是在我生活当中经常发生的事情。
But of course, though it's an example, it happens.
我就开始批评。
And I started to criticize.
那之后的话，我就来到她面前来向她道歉。
And after that, I come before her and I ask for her forgiveness.
我为什么向她道歉呢？
Why do I ask for forgiveness?
因为我发觉就是说。
Because if my relationship now is not good, then the rest of my day is not going to be good.
So happy wife, happy life, 对不对？
Happy wife, happy life.
所以我要道歉，我希望有个 happy life.
So I ought to ask for forgiveness because I want a happy life.
但这种悔改，这种认罪不是真正的福音驱动的认罪。
But this repentance or this asking forgiveness is not driven by the gospel.
因为这种认罪只关注在那个 consequence 后果上面，只关注在行为上面。
Because it only concerns the consequences and the actions.
没有进入到心里面。
Yes, never come into our hearts.
如果进入到心里面，在真正的福音驱动下，我就要问我自己，我为什么要批评他？
If we ask, if we come into our hearts, we have to ask ourselves these deep questions. Why do I criticize her?
那我可能会发现，就是说，因为他的这个行为可能让我感觉到 shame,
and maybe because of her actions have shameful effects on me,
所以我就批评她。
And so I criticize her.
我可能想别人怎么看我们。
And I'll think of what others will, how would they judge us?
那在这个 shame 后面是什么？就是说一种我 people pleasing.
And behind this idea of shame is the idol of people pleasing.
所以就我想得到别人的称赞，我想得到别人的肯定。
I want the approval of others. I want others to assure me.
所以这个 people pleasing 其实是被扭曲的那个欲望。
And this people pleasing is the desires that has been distorted.
那在这个扭曲的欲望之后呢，后面那个深层的欲望是什么？
And behind this twisted desire, what's the deep desires that I have?
那深层的欲望可能是那个安全 seeking. secure.
And this deep desire that we have is perhaps the security that we want to have.
因为我想要安全。
Because I want to be secure.
但是这个欲望的话，我不是在福音里面得到满足，而是靠我自己。
But this desire is not fulfilled in the gospel, but it's fulfilled from others.
所以当我靠我自己的时候，我就开始希望得到别人的认可。
Now, if I depend on myself, I want the approval of others, of course.
所以这样就导致了，当我太太给我分享的时候，我会发怒。
And so that's why I get angry when my wife shares with me.
但是如果在福音里面得到满足，这个安全感得到满足，我知道那是耶稣基督，在耶稣基督里面我已经成为神的儿子。
But if we are fully satisfied in the gospel, we know that we are His child in the gospel.
神已经完全接纳我。
Because God has fully accepted us.
所以我不需要，我的安全感可以在这里得到满足，我知道神是掌权。
And I can be satisfied here in my security. I know that God is sovereign. And He loves me. And so I can be secured in my sense of satisfaction. This repentance is the true repentance in our heart. This is the repentance that's driven by the gospel. Second, we need to have a gospel-driven actions.
所以我们的行为不是出于律法，不是说我一定要这样做，我不要发怒，我要把我的怒气压下来。
The actions is not just to suppress all our actions and tell myself I don't want to be angry because I ought not to.
而是在福音里面被驱动。
But we ought to be driven in the gospel.
被恩典驱动。
To be driven by grace.
被神的爱驱动。
To be driven by love.
然后第三点就是说要有一个，在教会里面的服事，在教会里面的服事是被福音驱动，而是不是被律法驱动。
And thirdly, we ought to have a gospel-driven ministry and service in the church.
也不是被我们自己的成就感、自己的欲望驱动。
It's not driven by our sense of success.
我在教会里面服事，因为我想有这个成就感。
I want to serve in this church because I want to have a sense of success.
在世上找不到成就感，跑教会里面找成就感。
You cannot find success in the world, so you come to the church.
或者我在教会里面服事，是因为就是说，我就被律法所捆绑，所以我必须要服事，我服事的很苦，然后很不甘心乐意，有很多的苦毒在我的里面。
Or is that you are serving in the church because there's a lot of bitterness and unwillingness to serve？
所以我就开始抱怨，我就开始在背后说这个流言。
And so I started to complain and I have all kinds of bitterness behind me。
所以你会看到的，这是律法的驱动。
You see that
福音里面不一样。
This is driven by the law and is different from being driven by the gospel.
在福音里面，我是被爱驱动的。
In the gospel, we're driven by love.
我服事是因为我知道耶稣基督在十字架上的爱。
I serve because I know the love of Christ on the cross.
所以这是第三点，在服事上是被福音驱动。
And thirdly, is to be driven in the gospel.
最后一点。
And finally,
在福音里面，我们互相的接纳，互相的原谅、赦免。
And in the gospel, we accept and forgive one another.
如果在律法在活在律法之下了，就是说我设置我的 rules， 然后你们要按照我的 rules 来做好。
Now if we live under the law, then it will be I will set my rules and you ought to live according to my rules.
我就开始批评你。
I will start to criticize you.
我就开始责备你。
I will start to rebuke you.
我就开始定你的罪。
I will start to nail your sins.
但是当我按照我的 rules 做的时候，我就开始感觉到一种优越感。
But if it go according to my rules, then I feel a sense of superiority.
所以你就会在如果被律法驱动，你就会发现在教会里面就开始互相定罪。
And if you go according to the law, you see that the people start to judge one another in the church.
没有接纳，没有赦免。
There's no acceptance nor forgiveness.
但在福音里面不一样。
But in the gospel, it's different.
福音里面我们发现我们实在不配得神的恩典。
In the gospel, we realize we are unworthy of God's grace.
我们实在是不配的人，但是神却爱我们。
We are unworthy, but God has loved us.God loved us. And that's why He forgave our sins. God accepts us not because we're worthy of His acceptance. So when we see our brother and sister sin, we know that we are the same as Him. We sin together with Him. We are not better than Him or her.But because Christ has accepted me, I'm willing to accept Him. Because Christ has forgiven me, I'm willing to forgive Him. So there's a mutual acceptance and forgiveness. Then in this church, we'll have a sense of acceptance and we're willing to be open to one another.
所以这是我们要构建一个福音驱动的教会文化。
This is the culture that we ought to foster in the church.
所以全律法都包含在一句话里，爱人如己这句话里面。
So the whole law is fulfilled in one word: "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
Okay, 最后我们总结，如果今天你什么都没有记住的话，你记住，你就记住两点。
Now we will conclude, and if you've forgotten everything, then remember two points.
第一点就是信望爱。
The first is faith, hope, and love.
好记吧
？It's easy, right?
第二点就是在圣灵里面。
And the second is in the Spirit.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
Lord Heavenly Father, you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords.
我们感谢你在律法里面释放我们，让我们得以自由。
We give thanks to you that you have set us free from the slavery of the law.
天父啊，但是我们这自由不是用来当做放纵自己私欲的机会。
But this freedom is not for us as an opportunity to for our flesh.
而是要用这样的自由主啊，来服侍你。
But to use this freedom, O Lord, to serve you.
而是用这样的自由来爱你。
To use this freedom, O Lord, to love you and to love our brothers and sisters well.
主啊，当我们思想这样自由的时候，我们再次回到在伊甸园里的善恶果树。
And when we think of this freedom, we come once again back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in Eden.
主啊，我们就发现你的计划是多么的奇妙。
And we realize how wonderful your plan was for us.
很多时候远超过我们所想、所看见的。
It's beyond what we can imagine or what we can see.
主啊，愿你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, may you help us
让我们在这圣灵里面
that in the Spirit
有信、有望、有爱
we may have faith, hope, and love.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名
Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.